This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we going? I hope so. I hope so.
Is he staying that tucked away part of his brain until this fight happens tonight? Yes. Like, is that just where he is mentally? Like, it's probably not a good idea to be talking to him today at all.
Yeah, well, I know when you ever talk to fighters the night before the fight and everything like that, it's like they go to a dark place. And Mike's probably darker than most.
Probably.
Yeah,
because he sure forgot he was talking to a 12-year-old when she asked him that question. Or maybe he doesn't care.
He didn't give a shit.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't care.
And she was so good.
She did a nice job. She did a nice job. Yeah, she's just trying to start her little reporting career.
Yeah, because Mike's legacy is already written.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's legacy is already written.
Yeah.
Today's youth goat legacy defining type shit. Mike's legacy is already.
I know, but like, it's not a bad question. Like, he's trying to ask him, like, you know, there's a lot of young people that have never seen you fight. I guess there's a different. Well, like, the trigger word was legacy, right? Yes. Legacy triggered him clearly.
I was gonna say, there's a lot of people.
Like, you know, what will it mean maybe for you to have a younger generation of people see you to fight, or maybe your kids or something?
I don't give a fuck about any of it. He did say something earlier this week about his kids family, watching.
Yeah. He did.
They're gonna find out I'm really special.
Yeah, he did. Which it was just
hopefully.
I do like his response to the legacy word, though, because I think that he's right, that it's just, it's one of those, I don't know how this happens, but it does. Like, it's one of those things that got lodged in sports media, and it's all anybody, it's like everyone's default question anytime anything happens.
How do you think this is going to make people feel about you after you die?
Yeah, what does it mean for his legacy? It's like, whoa, man.
I don't know.
Like, if you really think about what that question is, like, that's a really crazy question to ask after a sporting event.
I was always thinking, well, what does it put you in your opinion, as in your place in history as far as boxing?
God, I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, there are a lot of great heavyweights. He was one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
Yeah, sure. And no matter what happens, no matter what happens tonight makes no difference. Like, he's 58 years old.
Here's Mike Tyson's legacy. Oh, yeah, and when he was 58, he fought this 27-year-old motherfucker.
Yeah.
He either knocked him out or got knocked out.
Later in his life, he did this thing. And I mean, if he knocks a guy out and it's like a fun moment, maybe we'll remember it, but...
It's just going to be some lanyap on top of what already was Mike Tyson's career.
Bigger ring, bigger gloves, 2-minute rounds.
Weird. What's that about?
What do they normally fight with? 12 ounce or something?
I have no clue.
Why is the ring bigger?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I thought you want to make it smaller.
If I was Mike, I would want it to be smaller.
That's why I said this is why. That's that that Paul dude. These are the gimmicks that he does.
And the gloves weigh less or weigh more?
More.
I'd see that there were some rules that they are doing that Jake Paul wouldn't have liked that may benefit Tyson. I have not looked up the exact rules of this bout, though. But they can't go too far off. It's a sanctioned match. They're in the rules behind
it. It took them a minute to sanction it.
Yeah. It was just going to be, hey, just, we don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's weird. Shot. That's So it's like everything's different. The time of the round's different. The ring's bigger and the gloves weigh more?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little...
I don't know that.
That's a little gimmicky.
Yeah, exactly. This fight.
Huh. The whole fight's
it's
a gimmick.
It's almost like they don't want somebody to get knocked out. They don't want it to end quick.
Yeah, exactly. They try to...
Give him someplace to run if he needs
Thornton
to.
Thornton Bomb said it's over under five.
Rounds?
Yeah.
How many rounds is it?
Eight.
Oh, it's eight. So that's not even okay. Yeah. So the whole thing is weird. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, man, Mike's can't. I don't think Mike's gonna make it out of three.
If it goes, yeah. I mean, the longer it goes, the less likely it is that he succeeds.
Like, I would like to watch this thing, and I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning. So,
what time does it start?
A real boxing card going on here with like. I've only seen one of the match, the two chicks.
I literally starts at 8.
Starts at 8?
It does come on at 8.
Yeah. Okay, but they won't fight till later,
hopefully
probably.
It's not as late as a normal boxing match. Like, yeah. I haven't seen that there's a...
Is there a big undercard?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've only seen one fight.
I love watching boxing. I love the whole lead-up, the undercard, everything. But eventually you'd be like, all right, start the fucking
fight. It takes way too long.
Start the fucking fight.
Yeah, it's like, all right, fight. Enough. I don't care about any of these people.
So, they're 14-ounce gloves. Fighters above 135 usually wear 10-ounce gloves.
Hmm.
Okay.
And they're then two-minute rounds.
They're both weighted at 225, 227 or 8 or something like that.
Wow.
They both weighted in that. So.
Okay. Well, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is that it's happening today.
So we're going to talk about it no more.
Well, then it happens. You know what I mean? Like, right. There just isn't... It's not so much that. It's just like there's only so much you can really say about something that's not like a real fight, right. You know? Right. It's that if it was like real heavyweight champions fighting, then yeah, lead up to it for a long time
Mike
and great.
The shit out of
so there's a welterweight.
He did slap him. That
he
was cool.
His foot.
There's a welterweight.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he did. He came up acting like a donkey and stepped on Mike's toe.
And that's why he slapped him?
Yeah.
Okay. Because people were talking about whether or not it was staged. I was like, no, Mike, look at his face.
Yeah,
Mike meant that slap.
He stepped on Mike's foot.
There's a welterweight title defense. There is
okay.
A,
who's defending a women's match. Hold on, who's fighting a welterweight fight?
Mario Barrios
against
and
who?
Abel Ramos.
Really?
Are they fighting in the big ring too?
Shadeja Green.
I'm asking too many questions.
No, that's a great question.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to do that
match.
That's a great question.
Are they gonna? Maybe they can.
That's a great question.
Maybe the post.
They're not fighting. I mean, if this is a sanction, is it a title fight?
The welterweight.
If this is a welterweight
WBC
title fight,
welterweight
you would think that it would be.
Yeah, no way am I fighting in a bigger ring.
And I'm a legit champion.
Yeah, like a real. This is a real match and like in my career that counts. Yes. Yeah,
there's two female matches. There's another.
Okay.
I'm a legit champion.
And other less notable bouts. So, yes, this thing's going to draw out all fucking night.
$80,000. 80,000 people are there.
80,000 people are going to be there?
Yeah, they're saying.
I was curious.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Jerry World?
That's what they're saying.
Boxing? If you up in the nosebleeds, that's...
You can't see anything.
The last fight they had was really good.
That's cool, though. I mean, that, you know...
Of course,
that,
I guess they'll have it up on the...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Jerry's like getting a lot of big fights. Like,
okay.
I know Errol Spence fought there because Errol's Cowboys and represent all that shit. So Errol had a title fight there.
That's great. I like that. Makes me feel
Manny Pacquiao fought
better about
once.
It. Good.
Yeah. So, but be interesting. It'd be on by the time the fight comes, I'll probably be asleep though.
Probably. I mean, the argument for me is Washington plays UCLA tonight, game doesn't start till 9. It's on Fox, I think, because it's the Big Ten Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
That's right. Okay.
So, because Washington UCLA screams Big Ten, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Because who's doing? They got Colorado tomorrow.
Yeah, Big Noon.
Yeah, I saw all the people pissed off. I'm like, now y'all are actually coming out saying something publicly about this.
About what?
Big Noon kickoff. They take away all the big games.
Oh yeah.
At night.
Your Big Noon kickoff sucks. There's no question about it.
You can still call it a Big Noon kickoff. Don't play at noon.
True. Yeah. You could just call it that. Like they call it the Big Ten, and there's 18 teams in it.
Yeah. Why not?
Or the Pac-12, and there's two teams in it. Yeah. Or yeah, you got Berkeley's in the or the SEC. Oklahoma's not in the Southeast. It is contiguous, though.
Texas is.
It's contiguous.
Like Dallas could maybe be in the Southeast. I don't want Austin.
Yeah, right. Like you get like the Gulf Coast of Texas. Yeah, really you could sort of say it like that. But El Paso is not. But I guess they're not in the SEC.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.